120 at the top for you. 225 at the bottom. We are in,
we're right here.
Vihine, middle of the page. Okay. What did you want to ask?
You said when you boil more than 3 eggs, it's bottle bashish. How does that work?
I didn't say bottle bashish.
No, how does it work if you boil more than 3 eggs?
Because eggs are bottle 1 and 2, and that refers to the fertilizer. Okay, let's, not now. Okay. 120 on the top, 225 on the bottom of these tanyas, in the middle of the page, at the, as they say in yeshiva, the two dots, which is translated as a colon. Okay, so he says like this. What was the meditation that the Alter Rebbe was talking about before? That the whole world is nothing compared to Hashem, and the whole universe is one little word of Hashem's mouth, and it's nothing compared to Hashem, and all this, and therefore Hashem doesn't get affected by the world, and the world is nothing compared to Hashem. So he says, "Vinei kol adam yisrael," every single Jew, "yia mishiyah," whoever they may be, greatest, lowest, it doesn't matter. If a person will reflect and meditate on this concept every day, the way Hashem permeates and fills the higher worlds, the lower worlds, as a shemayim v'sa'aretz mamish, mamish literally the heaven and earth, mole chol ha'aretz kvodei mamish, he permeates the entire earth. V'tzeifel mabit, and he looks, and it looks strongly, and looks, ubeichen kol yosef, and checks, that literally means the kidneys, v'libe in his heart, v'chol maisev v'dibudav, and every action of the person, and every speech of the person, v'chol tza'od of yisperd, and God counts every step of man. In other words, if you finally realize that God knows everything I'm doing, because God permeates the entire world, so therefore, he knows exactly what I'm thinking. He knows exactly what I'm speaking. It's pretty scary, by the way. And he knows what I'm doing. And he's there and he can't hide from, like the Mishnah says, the eye that sees, the ear that hears, and everything is written in the book. He says, then, azai tikava belibi, then it will be established and ingrained in his heart, hayira l'chola yem kulei, the fear of God, the entire day. In other words, like this. He says, if you give a good meditation in the morning, in the break, God permeates the world, and therefore everything I do, and everything I think, and everything, and he knows it all about. So every so often during the day, I make a quick reminder of that. A person will literally fear God a whole day. They'll never come to sin. They'll never come to sin. If a person will re-meditate this, even a very short, quick, light re-meditation, then the person will completely be turning away from evil, and they'll do good, with thought, speech, and action. Again, the Alter Rebbe is explaining how technically it's very close and easy for a person to realize the greatness of Hashem. And he's saying that for Meshur Rabbeinu, the fear of God is easy. Remember, and he asks, "What? How can every Jew come to this?" He says, "Every Jew has a Meshur Rabbeinu, right?" And he elaborates in this chapter the way Meshur Rabbeinu is the essence of the Jew, and all you need to do is reveal it. How do you reveal this Moshe Rabbeinu within us? By meditating into the greatness of God. So once you meditate in the greatness of Hashem, and you come to the realization that Hashem's all over the place, and therefore everything I see doing, He knows. So then you won't come to sin. If somebody is watching you, and you are aware of video cameras watching you 24-6, Shabbos will leave out, 24-6, the video camera, and you know that you're being, and there's a person by the monitor watching everything that's going on, you're not going to do anything wrong. And he says, K'mayim Rabbi Yechiman Zake, the Talmidov, like he quoted before in Tanya, for Rabbi Yechiman Zake said to his students on his deathbed, when he was dying, the student said to him, give us advice. He said to them, you should fear Hashem like you fear a human being. And the student asked him, that's it? Should we fear Hashem more than human beings? And he answered, halavai. It should only be like that, because if you know a person's watching you, you're not going to do what you shouldn't be doing. This is what the Pasuk says. Kiyam Leyir, as Hashem Elokecha. The Pasuk says, what does Hashem want? He only wants you to fear him. What does that mean? Lalechas b'chol drachav, as the Pasuk continues, could go in the way of Hashem, which is Yira Hamaviyah Lekiyam Mitzvayisav Yisbarich, enough of a fear that causes you to keep mitzvahs, sur meirav asei teif. In other words, like this. Just like before in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explained, there are different levels of love. A limited level of love of God will get you to do mitzvahs. To do them practical mitzvahs. You don't need like the tzaddikim's love of Hashem. You have this even natural love of Hashem, a person will do mitzvahs. The same thing with fear. It's not a very lofty tzaddikim level of fear. It's a fear of Hashem watching us. And because of that, we don't do anything he doesn't want us to do because he's watching us. That's a very low level of fear, by the way. And Dr. Rebbe is going to explain now the higher level of fear. But he says this fear that Hashem is watching us is enough to get a person not to sin. If you realize, feel that Hashem is watching, then you're not going to sin. And there's a low level of yira. It's not a lofty level of yira that a person's embarrassed to go against God. This is a very low level. You know, the teacher's looking, the policeman's looking, I'm not going to go through the red light. It's not a very big fear of the policeman. Mm-hmm. It's a fear you don't want to get stopped. I mean, a ticket. Yeah. The year, so he says like this, this is yira tatom. And he says, ulagabi meisha, what the Gemara said, the Gemara says, fear is such an easy thing. And the Gemara answers, yeah, for meisha it's easy. What does that mean? The gabi meisha, which is the level of das, the level of feeling God, shebechol nefesh mi yisrael elokis, that every Jewish neshama has, is mulsa zutra sihi kanal. It's a very easy thing. If you're connected to Hashem, which is the level of das, feeling, binding connection. If you're connected to Hashem, then you don't want to turn away from evil. I mean, you don't want to turn away from Hashem, you want to turn away from evil. So he says, this level, the Alter Rebbe is just explaining in this chapter, why when the Gemara says, yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu it's easy, how does it get easy for us? Because every Jew has this Moshe Rabbeinu. All we have to do is reveal that level which we really have within us. We need to reveal it by understanding what Hashem is all about. And then eventually that fear will stop us from sinning. And that is the level of fear that every Jew can attain. Shadas is the bottom line of the page. What, because what is Das? Das is a Mekasher. It's what connects and binds, okay? Milsa Zutra, Mitzvuni Binus Alev, the hidden understanding of the heart, El Bechinas Gili B'machshava Mamish, as it's known to the Kabbalists, that Das is revealing the hidden levels of the person out into the open. Why? Because when you're bound to something, you're connected, that you reveal from the hidden to the, you reveal from the hidden to the reveal, because you're one with that thing. If you're one with that thing, it comes out into the open. You know, it's very interesting. Mothers more than fathers, obviously. A mother's intuition will know why a baby's crying. The fathers don't have a clue. They just know, shut that kid up. Okay. Exactly. But the bottom line is, the mothers have this intuition of what, now, how do they know? You know, crying is crying. And the baby's obviously not telling you what bothers them. But when you're bound to somebody, like a mother is to a child, so that binding actually reveals the hidden thing of the kid out into the open, for the one that's bound to them. And therefore the mother feels it, what the causing of the pain, whatever. A lot of times, I mean, sometimes you can't know, but much more than other people. And it's because they're bound much more. So if you're bound to Hashem, then you reveal this level of hidden godliness of that every Jew possesses. You reveal it out into the open. Once that level of godliness is revealed in the open, you're never going to come sin. And then he says now something more than that. Another thing a person needs to keep in mind. When you have a physical king, when a person fears a king, what are they fearing? His body? No. Because a sleepy king, you're not afraid of. You're afraid he might wake up. But the body of the king is not what you fear. You fear the essence of the king, the inner side of the king, the pneumius of the king. So he says, the primary level of fear of a king is mipnimiyusei v'chayusei, is from the neshama, so to speak, of the king. V'lei migufi, not from the body of the king. Why? Shari kiyoshan, when he sleeps, ain't shem yiramimenu. You're not afraid of the king when he's sleeping. You're only afraid maybe that he'll wake up. But if he's out cold for the night, then you're not afraid of the king. So obviously his body is there, but you're not afraid of it. What is your fear of? What is your awe? Is of the life of the king. If you look at the inner level of the king, yeah, you don't see the neshama of the king physically. You see it only b'enei haseichel, with the eyes of intellect. Your brain sees the awesomeness of the king, the neshama of the king. Because when your physical eyes look at a king, so then your neseichel, your intellect, understands this king got a soul, and that's the life of the king, and that's what really is the king. A dead king, the body's still there. It's nothing. What does he understand? That the life of the king is in this body that your physical eyes see. Or this explains another thing. What, you don't even see the king. When people, you know, there are many people in a country that never, okay, today people travel. But years ago, there was a king in a country. People, most of the people in the country didn't even see him, ever. The king was in the palace. Those people that lived near the palace, so every so often maybe he went out for a walk. But they wouldn't see the king. So what did they fear? What governed the country, what dictated the country, was the edicts, the commandments of the name of the king. They never even saw the king. Yet when the king vows a decree, everybody's afraid of it. Why? Because it's not the physical king that you need to see. You understand when the king gives out a decree, you understand that this king, the inner life of the king is what's governing the country. So he says, he's going to say now, in world, you look at heaven and earth, you see God. You see the power of the king. You don't have to physically see the king. You see the power of the king. He says, Im kein kocha mamish, 6 lines in the top. Yesh lo lira es Hashem, you have to fear Hashem. Aide ri'is eni basor, by the physical eye seeing what? Not the essence of the king. Ba shamayim of oritz, in the body of the king. What's the body of Hashem? Heaven, earth, where Hashem functions, right? In all the hosts of the heaven, that Hashem dresses himself into it. The Medrash says, we learned many times, just like the neshama permeates the body, Hashem permeates the world. Okay? So like when you look at a person, you don't see the neshama. You see the body, but you understand from the body what the neshama is, that's the person. So when we look at Hashem, we can't see the neshama of Hashem, Hashem himself. But when you see the body of Hashem, kaviyoch, like the world, which God, the Medrash says, is the body that God dresses himself into, so then you create an awe and a fear of Hashem through heaven and earth. Why do we daven in Pesukah de Zimra every day? one of the Hallelujahs is all about the sun praising God, the moon praises God, the sun, the this praises God. And if you notice, in that parak of Tillim, in davening, it goes from inanimate plant, animal, and human. All the, it goes to the inanimate plant, every humans. What does the pasuk say over there? The sun praises God, the moon praises God. What does that help for me? What does it have to do with me? Praising Hashem because the sun praises Hashem. In the outer age, the Medrash says also, it's a pasuk in Tillim. How do we know, what do you mean the sun praises God? Well, how does the sun praise God? It doesn't have a mouth. How does the moon praise God? The stars praise God. So the Medrash says, the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west. Correct? Now, the Shekhinah, the divine presence, the Gemara says, is in the Maariv, in the western side. So in this picture, the sun coming up in the east and is going like this, sets in the west, he's actually bowing to Hashem. There's a pasuk in Shaftim. You know, Yeshua was fighting in Givin. Famous story in Shaftim. Yeshua needed more daylight time.
Yeah.
He said, Shemesh be given daim. Stop. Okay? He said, Shemesh in Givin, stop. That means stop setting. Stay where you are. The word daim is silent. Yeshua said, Shemesh be given daim. Mean be silent. What do you mean be silent? He wasn't talking. The sun wasn't talking. In fact, the sun came with a complaint to Yeshua that he was repaid, wherever it was, that he said, I'm in the middle of my prayer. I'm bowing to Hashem. I'm praising God. You're stopping me in the middle? That's why he said, be silent. The sun doesn't mean with a mouth. The sun is coming up in the east. The sun is going, just picture it, going up like this, right? By the way, the moon also comes up in the east and sets in the whole, the solar system comes up in the east and sets in the west, right? Look in the morning where the moon is. So the sun comes up in the east and bows down to Hashem. That's called praising God. It's bowing to Hashem. In action, it's praising Hashem. So all of a sudden, Yeshua says, stop. He said, what do you mean? I'm middle of davening. What do you want me to stop? So Hashem gave him an extra time, whatever it was. Yeah, but he won. But I'm saying, when a person realizes that the whole universe, the solar system, is praising Hashem, that is God's body, and we see how big the palace is, so to speak. You know, people, we're physical people. We get more awed from a bigger palace, a more royal palace, than from a dump. A dumpy palace. Right? Okay, so we look at the palace of Hashem, which is Hashem's home, the body of Hashem, as the Gemara says. So we look and we see this phenomenal universe. So, and the sun is, and all those things are praising Hashem. It says in Chassidus HaMashal, if a guy, a farmer walks in, you know, peasant, walks into a palace, yeah? And he sees all these big machers, the dukes and the nobles and all them, and they're bowing to the king and they're respecting the king, yeah? Even though they didn't even see the king yet, they have a tremendous amount of respect for the king, but they say, look at these people that are so great. They're the new dukes and the nobles and all those people, and they're, so the king got to be super great. Right. And that's it. When you look at the dukes and the nobles and all these revelations of the universe, not of earth, okay, of the universe, that awakens a fear of Hashem, even though you don't see him. So that's what Alter Rebbe says. What's the fear of the king? What's the fear of the policeman? It's not from his body. If the policeman is looking the other way, you're not afraid of him. Right? You're afraid of him because of his life. So, the same thing is in the universe. You're afraid of a fear of Hashem, not of the, even though the neshama you don't see, of the king, but you see it through the body. So we have to fear Hashem because we see God through the body of the universe. He says, "Vimkein kochem mamish." 6 seconds in the top. Yesh leleiros Hashem. He should be able to fear Hashem. Aydei reiyus eni baser, by seeing with the physical eyes. Bashamayim va'aretz, in the heaven and the earth. V'chol tzvam, and all the hosts of the heaven. Asher erin talbarchu melubesh bamlachiyusam. The God is in them. And he says now, even though that level of godliness is so limited level of godliness, it's a finite, limited, concealed, hidden level of godliness. He says, Afshu aydei islavish b'levushim rabim. Even though God's presence in the universe is very limited, right, very hidden, he says, "Harei ein hevdel v'hefrish klal b'yiras melech basa v'dam." But again, the Alter Rebbe is using the same analogy. Are you afraid of the king more if he's wearing less clothing or more clothing or more coverings or less coverings? Or is there a difference when you hug somebody? Okay. Here he speaks about the fear. But earlier in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe said, is there a difference if you hug a person, whether they're wearing a jacket and a coat, or without the jacket, without the coat, are you hugging them less? No, because what are you hugging? The body of the person that's in all these garments. So yeah, the person might be wearing 5 layers. But so what? You're hugging the person that's in it. And therefore, even though Hashem is extremely limited in the world, but what's the difference if Hashem is limited with 1 garment, 2 garments, 3 garments, 10 garments? Like he says, "Ein hein hevdol v'hefrish klal." There's no difference at all. Beyiras melech basa v'dam, in the fear of a king. Bein shu arim, whether he's naked. Bein shu levush levush echad, whether he's wearing 1 garment. Uvein shu levush levushim rabim, whether he's wearing many garments. You're still afraid of what is inside all those garments. Elohi Iker, what is the main thing that the Rebbe says here? A hergol, getting to the habit. La hergol daiti machshavti tomin, and this is what's mandatory for every person. Okay? That the person should train his mind to make the habit of the mind, li es kavua belibe, to be ingrained in the heart. Umeichi tomin, in his brain, at a continuous level. Whatever you see with your eyes, Hashemayim va'aretz, the heaven and earth and everything in it, hakel are only levushim chitzenim of the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are only the external garments of the king. Person needs to realize, like you said before, every day make a good meditation in the morning to realize everything is Hashem and the whole world is nothing compared to Hashem, what Hashem is. And the whole world is only the body of Hashem, but we don't fear the body of the king. We fear the life of the king, which is the neshama of the king. But we see that through the body. You see another person, yeah, you see through the body, you see the neshama. Tzaddikim, by the way, Rebbes can see neshamas without seeing the bodies. But we're normal people. We need to see the soul of a person through the body. That's how you see a person. Right? No, that's why the Rebbe can answer issues of people that he never saw, because he sees the neshama. He doesn't need to see the body to see the neshama. You and I need to see a body to see the person. Right? But Rebbe sees neshama straight, so it's a whole different story. He says you have to accustom ourselves to be ingrained in the mind and in the heart, that whatever we see is only the external garments of the king. By days a yiske tomid, and through this we'll remember constantly our pnimiusim v'chayusim, the pnimius and the real existence of Hashem. And the Alter Rebbe is saying now a very interesting concept. Emunah is faith. What's the root of the word emunah? What are you going at? He says that's also the word emunah, which is Russian regilus. The word of a craftsman in Hebrew is Uman, not the city Uman over there. Uman is a craftsman. Why is he called Uman? Like Dr. Rebbe says, Shemaim in Yodav, he trains his hands. The word Amunah, It's very interesting. Amuna is Amen. Amuna is aim, mother. Amuna is training yourself. The word Amun is a very, very broad word, and by the, just for the record, they're all interconnected. Because Amun comes, like Dr. Rebbe is saying over here, from training yourself, like an expert has expert hands, because he trained himself, right? A person who's a craftsman is a person who was trained, right? Like a doctor or whatever it may be. So the Amun is to train yourself on a regular basis of this greatness of Hashem. That's what makes the Amuna happen. And therefore, the word Amen, it's very interesting. Amen is the same root as Amuna. Aim, mother. It's all interconnected. The essence, the mother, the relationship, the habit, the training, the validity, which Amen means valid. These are all interconnected. So the Alter Rebbe says, you know what Amunah is? When you train yourself in this meditation of the greatness of Hashem, so then you actually create a full Amunah in Hashem to such an extent that He's really here. That He's really here. And if He's really here, nobody's going to go sin. It's just not going to happen. Okay, we'll leave it here. Here. Dorothy.